The big story of the week, I've got to say, though, is about the NBA in America, where there's 8 Australians taking part and the new season is underway. But this Aussie basketball star, Ben Simmons, geez, he's fallen rungs and rungs down my book. It's just ridiculous. I cannot believe the way that this bloke is carrying on. Now, there's obviously a lot that's happening behind the scenes, but just think about this scenario for a second. So he's fallen out with his teammates, and that does happen in sporting teams like it does in workplaces. I'm just thinking, have I fallen out with anyone over there? Yeah, there's been a few. There's been a few people, for sure, which we won't name, but that's fine. But he has fallen out with his teammates. He had a bad final series last year, and we now have a situation where he wanted to trade in the off-season. That couldn't happen. So instead of rocking up and honouring his contract, which, by the way, is worth $38 million our money a year, he's had a hissy fit. And he went to training, and all the boys put their hands in, and he refused to put his hands into the huddle. He refused to take part in drills. I mean, if someone's going to pay me $38 million, I would do almost anything. Almost anything. He didn't go to the practice. He didn't go to the meetings. So they've suspended him from Philadelphia's opening game and fined him $1.4 million, which is ashtray money for him, but is a staggering fine for us. Clearly there's major issues here, but come on. When you've got a contract in place, when the trade's fallen through, you got to turn up, don't you? You got to be there. But he's cracked it. And I've got to say, over the last 12 months, the fact that he pulled out of a number of games where he was meant to represent Australia and didn't go to the Olympics and has shown very little interest in wearing the green and gold, then this bloke is not the star and the role model that I thought he was. And that's my comment.